What have we here? A cute little mortal has stepped into my trap. And don't look so glum, dear. A flying doesn't know better than to struggle when it is caught in a spider's web. But you're not a fly, right? Of course not. You're a human, and a tasty looking human at that. You humans have some intelligence rolling around in those skulls of yours, don't you? So you know when a situation is hopeless. Yeah? Then stop struggling. You're gonna make me upset with you if you keep this rowdy act up, human. Face it, you slipped up. Do you deserve to die for that? Maybe not. But does a rabbit who happened to step in a hunter's trap deserve to die? You humans are far more cruel than us. At least we give our prey the pleasure of watching. And believe me, quite the pleasure it is. No. Hush. It won't hurt. If you stop your incessant yelling and wiggling, that is, I can make it hurt, human. Ah. Calm down. That's good. It makes locating your veins so much easier. A vampire? You humans really think those tales are true? Written by human. Told by humans. And now believed without doubt by this cute little specimen here. No. I'm not a vampire, though I suppose that depends on your definition of one. Do I drink your mortal's blood to live? Perhaps. And do I turn into a bat or have magical powers of flight and hypnosis? My dear little human, I am so much more dangerous than that. My powers go well beyond your comprehension. To you, it may look like flying. To me, it is as simple as the act of breathing. Tell me, human, have you thought someone was watching you at all the past week? Stalking, scouring, looking for a moment to strike. I do so like to make my prey all round up. Of course I was merely toying with you, silly mortal. Look at you. You walked into my trap without even the tiniest bit of hesitation. If I wanted to kill you earlier, you already be dead. I wonder, where should I start first? Little kisses make you beg and plead as you can slowly feel your life force drain from your body. Or should I go for the big stuff right off the start and make your suffering as short as possible? Oh, right. I did say it wouldn't hurt, didn't I? Did you think I would slice you up or something? Like those foul demons down in the underworld do. No, my dear. You see, all I care about is something of yours growing. Growing big and juicy for me. That's right, your soul. And when your soul has finally welled up so much, your body can barely contain it, and your last breath leaves those pretty lips, that's when I get to have the best part. The dessert, if you will. You're beautiful, juicy, mouth-watering. So, you'll have to excuse me for being a little impatient, but I just have to see what it looks like. Hold still while I... My. You are not a normal human, are you? You don't know. Huh? This night just keeps getting better and better. This, your soul, it's stronger than any I've ever tasted. I don't even think I could finish it in one sitting. Which means it'll just keep coming back and back, and you're like an all-you-can-eat buffet for demons. Huh. Hey, human, how would you like to come with me? You don't have to worry about where. You're not leaving my house anyways. I wish to feed on you eternally. So I need to bring you somewhere. Somewhere where you don't have to worry about that pesky little thing called death. Don't worry. I understand that you have certain needs that have to be met if I keep you alive. I can provide all of those in any way you would like. In return, you let me eat bits of your soul. Yes, you caught on. The soul devouring would be quite enjoyable. For me, that is. But in between these sessions, I can give you pleasures like nothing in this realm ever could. Food you could only dream of. Beds that are so soft and comfortable, you cannot stay awake enough for longer than a few minutes. Unless you're in the presence of an alluring demoness, that is. Of course, I know of your other desires. I know every little thing about you. I've tasted your soul. You know I'm not lying, don't you? Oh dear, look at you. So frightening, yet so intrigued. Let me tell you, what I'm offering is a whole lot better than being drained right here. Your life will be eternal bliss if you ignore the few bites of your essence I'll take every now and then. And all I need from you is a yes. So, what will it be?